There you go. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it in the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product.
Okay.
And so first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I just got a few slides to show, so thank you. John's present. Yeah, here we are. Mango shape. The LED. So it's palm held. Yeah. You just need the door. So 1 plus 1 would be 11. Oh. Yeah, because if you on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to or say you wanted channel 12, you press 1 and you go to channel 1 and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12. So if you did like 1 plus 2, you could go to channel 12, or 2 plus 2 is channel 22.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, like, 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to
When you
65.
press the plus first,
Oh. Well, I don't mind. We can further define that. I wouldn't have thought it'd be a problem that it went to channel 6 first in like on the way to channel 65. But I suppose it's not as snappy. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. And channel, which is so you could just go like that without thinking about it. Like, it's the bigger R. So it's just like. Which side? Yeah, and we went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all considered. Yeah. It could cause another type of repetitive stress injury though. But yeah, no, I mean it's a different movement, so. And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber and the spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI material is often used in stress balls. So this has got, you know, a bit of give to it and it just feels different. Would you like to feel it yourself? How it fits in the palm of your hand? Thanks. Do you? Okay, as for the colours, we were presented with a limited range of colours for this prototype, but we're thinking that seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit, like banana, it could be black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream instead of the others that are a little bit garish. Banana is more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and the black. So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most strength. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing to the, yeah, seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we thought of the components. It was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in with the other. You can just use your thumb. As we said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. Well, that's about it.
And so now that we've made a prototype, we need to go over the finances and see if this prototype matches our budget handle. So I have something I want to do. Oh, wait a minute, do you need to do a presentation first? I'm going to check that out.
There you go. Do you have any of it? feel, I think we've been quite successful with the rubber coating and. Yeah. I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of at all sleek red, black and yellow and orange. But if you can imagine that in, like, as just maybe kind of pale metallic-y finish or something. Well, I know it's for rubber. I mean, if you can visualize this in nice colors, I think it would look quite fancy. oh, well, potato, mango, fruit and veg. Potato's fine, potato's fine. Yeah. Totally, it's really adaptable. For the fact,
one being true.
I had two, three.
Okay, so question number two was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the kinetic energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah, and the use of the rubber.
Use of the rubber.
For the anti-RSI.
LED.
The LED use isn't particularly innovative. And we don't have any scroll buttons. It's all push buttons. There's no LCD control. So if we're thinking about the rest of the market, it's sort of probably halfway. In some aspects it is, like we said. Yeah, that was our specification.
So, I mean, we'll put three, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do that. Okay, question number three. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one.
Yeah, I think it's.
Yeah.
Can't really get confused with that.
No.
I mean, there'll be. We have to work out the number of plus, the plus system,
yeah,
but once that's figured out.
Yeah, and perhaps the turning on. But.
Number four. Is this a good looking approach?
Again, I think the colour comes into this.
Yeah, colour will definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo can be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe not the front, like the bottom.
Not in.
We'll just have to be on there.
Just not touch it.
Don't worry. I suppose I've got quite big hands. I think it's like that, it's not going anywhere particularly. Yeah. Yeah, it's less. What's it's got higher center of gravity like that.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote?
You put it so, but it's more interesting.
Yeah,
I think it's another color, and it's like.
I would definitely go for that rather than like your average plain old.
Yeah.
Remote like that, but definitely in another colour. I'm not happy with those colours.
Okay, so should we say two? For that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Question number five. Will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and the kinetic energy shaker style. Oh no.
Durable.
But you know, those will be firmly on. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
So yeah,
good
I think
point.
a good marketing scheme, and the personalization options. So
yeah,
I would give it two stars.
Yeah.
Number six, you can read it out.
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah, so that was mainly the
Yeah,
statistics.
because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing, and it's just you won't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. They're clearly there, easy to use,
Yeah, I guess
simple.
the, I think the key word there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff,
Yeah.
but they're not like you and I, really. So, okay, so one.
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly. How is
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still?
Yeah, lights on end or flash as well, but I mean, it's not obviously obvious from the outside that that's gonna happen, because you can't particularly see an alarm. Yeah, but when the alarm's not, yeah, if you, yeah, you, yeah. Well, the thing is, if it was had an alarm system. I mean, when it lights up as well, I mean, it could light up when the alarm went, but if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light up. Yeah, alarm. But you can't see an alarm inside. It's the alarm system itself.
Well, you're just explaining why it's not in the prototype.
Yeah,
Okay, it'll be there. So we can hope, we can say that
yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Heather. I wasn't very clear.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult. So it has to be, yeah. So they'll pick it up and they'll know what to do. The plus thing is.
Yeah, I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it so much easier to use.
You can just press 6, enter.
And or 66, enter. Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good plan.
Okay, so we can, we'll say yes, it's one.
Oh.
Question number nine. Will it minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain
injury. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries that we don't know about. Yeah. I think we're getting. That's true. I think, yeah, I say two.
Okay. Number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes.
Now, is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow? It sounds like the color is something that we.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is the the fact that we've been least successful in confronting.
So you think that's more of a three,
four? Four, I think.
Four.
Well, I don't. What? What?
But we have good reasons for it, so maybe we can still put it. Four.
Okay.
Okay, and final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion in electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Well, with that brief invitation.
But maybe.
Yeah, like and the colour scheme names and stuff.
Now, are the plates interchangeable?
Yeah.
They are. So you can have banana and kiwi.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more
fashionable in itself.
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and you said, what was that inspired from? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango. Oh, yeah. There we go. That would be great. Okay. It's between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that is pretty fantastic. It seems like it should be more around 2. We have an online calculator. Okay. Oh, wow, well done. Well, that's excellent. Production cost. It's a I think it just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Double curved, yeah. Yeah.
So it's like special color when you have two colors.
Yeah.
But one color for the case, one color for the button.
Mm-hmm.
We have a push button interface, so that's expensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And special material.
Oof.
Congratulations,
guys. Of the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
A project is easy. Yeah.
Yeah,
so how we actually went round about doing it. I think we were pushed.
Pushed.
And we weren't really given a lot of time or materials. Yeah. To go about our design task, so I think we could have done with a bit more time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were just limited by resources, really, and like. If we had decided to use the LCD screen and like solar power backup and everything, and we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did limit creativity, just resources. But yeah, the fruit and veg idea. Yeah, we did. We've seeing as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of good leadership. And also our personal coach helps along the way. So, you know, I think it's been fine. Yeah, good timing. And project manager, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all of the red we had. So even if we wanted to make a bigger prototype, we wouldn't have been able to. Yeah, it could be really straightforward for the computer. I think the only thing was having to remember to, you know, tick the OKs. But I think I was the only one who struggled with that. me too. Yeah. Well, I think we've all learned stuff from each other. Like, then. Yeah, just about each different fact, so got new ideas from each other. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry? Oh, yeah. Well, did it come into the in the I don't know if we counted that in the cost. Yes. Fantastic. Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much.